so the base is loaded. It's been a while, about 2 weeks between shows. We have quite a bit to catch up on in the world of sports. We'll do an NBA and a little bit of the NHL draft recap that happened. Well, NBA draft was 2 weeks ago, I believe. And then NHL was last week. And then we'll do NBA free agency as that kind of started up. I think this past weekend type of thing. I think it was July 1st. And then we'll do... whoa, that was weird. Some baseball. We're kind of past the midway mark of the season. I think we reached that like last week or over the weekend. We got the All-Star festivities and the draft. The draft is Sunday night in Seattle, and then the All-Star weekend or All-Star week is also in Seattle with the Home Run Derby on Monday night, and then the All-Star game on Tuesday night. And, you know, and then the season picks up again, you know, next Friday for most teams. I think some teams might play Thursday. They've done that the past couple years where, like, a team will, you know, they'll open the second half of the season on, like, a Thursday type of thing. Is anyone going to do it this year? I don't know. Let's see. Nope. Not happening this year. Cool. Because, yeah, I know it's trying to happen in the past where, like, they'll set up the, you know, the second half of the season, like, on, you know, Thursday with, like, one game or something like that. Transitioning from that to the NBA draft, we had 2 weeks ago from today, actually. The entire draft, so both first and second round. It's the shortest of the, you know, lead drafts there is. Just the two. Because I think NFL is 7. I learned the NHL is 7. MLB, I don't know. I think it might be 15 or something like that. It was like 40. But it was a lot. With MLB, like, you're drafting people, and then, you know, if they're a number one overall pick, you know, they might not play for, like, you know, a year and a half, you know, at most, you know, in that year and a half to 2 year range, maybe 2.5, depending on, you know, their development, you know, if they have any injuries or anything like that, or any, you know, thing that comes up along the way in life that can, you know, derail that. And then, you know, they'll develop, and then, yeah, they come along. It's not like everything else where it's, you know, right away, you're kind of shoe-walled right in and kind of, like, you know, kind of see what you can do. But, I mean, the NBA does, like, or as they're doing right now that we had the draft, you know, and then we have free agency starting up, we have, like, you know, the summer league that happens, that's happening, you know, right now. There's been a couple. We have, like, the main one that starts in Las Vegas tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow, I believe. That's, like, 10 days, you know. Most of, like, the first round picks from, like, this year, and then, you know, draft picks from, like, the past 2 years, too, you know, play on it. You know, kind of showcase what you got and kind of play some minutes, kind of get some action, you know, against, you know, some NBA-type talent. Before, you know, you go more into, like, your preseason, you know, off-season type of, you know, workouts and trainings and all that stuff that comes along with, you know, any sport, you know. As, like, you know, when that's, by the time that's over, you know, we're going to have, like, you know, I mean, pretty soon we're going to have NFL, you know, off-season or, you know, preseason stuff. You know, we're about probably a little more... over a month now from, like, you know, some preseason games. They only do 3 now. And then, you know, kind of go from there. But I mean, it's preseason, so it's kind of like not the most exciting. You know, I guess it's kind of something that, like, you know, I just found with, like, the, you know, summer league for, like, NBA. That one that starts in, like, Las Vegas tomorrow. I think it's, like, you know, it's sponsored by, like, you know, 2K, you know, the basketball video game and stuff like that. And, you know, they do, like, you know, kind of a tournament and stuff like that. So there's, like, a summer league champion type thing. So, you know, there is kind of competitiveness to that type of aspect, you know. Where, like, and it's probably a lot easier to do in terms of, like, a basketball thing than, you know, football, because, you know, more players on the roster, a lot more stuff to go through and all that when it comes to, like, you know, probably trying to organize and doing stuff like that. So, you know, we've had some of them players, like, you know, the draft, big names like Brandon Miller, a forward who was drafted number 2 overall by the Charlotte Hornets. He's played. We have, Victor Wembanyama, who was selected first overall by the Spurs. I don't think he hasn't played yet. He might be playing, like, this summer, you know, lead one that starts up soon tomorrow. We'll see how much, you know, he actually plays. Because, like, by the time he got drafted, like, he just kind of finished up, like, the French lead, like, I think a week before or something like that. So, you know, they might try and ease him in, you know, back into it, you know, having to play, like, all that minutes and stuff like that, you know, regular season, and then, you know, adding the postseason onto that, you know, might play a little bit. And then, I mean, like, they don't start their season until, like, late October, so, you know, you got, like, you know, even if you play, like, you still got probably about 2 months, you know, before, you know, you kind of pick on the whole, you know, preseason, kind of getting yourself in the season type of, mood and kind of, like, you know, getting ready in that aspect. I would say most of all, you know, everything kind of went as planned as, like, you know, the draft wise. Like, I mean, you know, you have a little, you know, kind of pits and stuff like that, and stuff where it's like, ooh, that was interesting. And you got, you know, you had some trades. I mean, you don't really have, I mean, you know, I don't think I mean, I watched a little bit of the NHL draft, not a whole lot. More so like the first, you know, kind of a couple pits, and then I had other commitments for that I had to, you know, attend to that night. And then I came back and watched a little bit more, but so I don't really know how much of it kind of went as planned. I mean, the Blackhawks had the first overall pick and selected Connor Bedard, who, I mean, it's pretty much, you know, not so much of a secret as that's who they were going to. Same with, like, the Spurs. Like, everyone knew that's who they were going to pick. It's just kind of like how everything would fall into place, you know, after that and all that. So, I mean, you kind of had, I mean, yeah, I mean, everything's, like, interesting. It's, like, I don't, because, like, some of them, it's, like, surprises. And then, like, some of these I name, you know, you kind of know who it was going to be going into it. But, like, you know, we had some, you know, trades where, like, they swap, they trade, like, the draft rights. So, you know, you kind of do that. Like, the Dallas Mavericks did some of that with, let's see who it was, the Oklahoma City Thunder, and then I think also centered around Kings. You had some other ones, like Indiana and, you know, Denver Nuggets. So, you know, you kind of, like, try and get talent, and, like, and especially for, like, you know, Denver, you know, you just won it, so you're, like, you know, you're trying to keep that championship window competitive and get some, you know, talent they can bring, you know, off the bench and help you out and, you know, give you some depth as you do. And then, you know, you had some rebuilding teams, you know, like, let's see, where are they? Like the Utah Jazz, like, after trading Rudy Gobert to the Timberwolves, Donovan Mitchell to the Cleveland Cavaliers. You know, they had like multiple first round picks this year. The Brooklyn Nets also had multiple. I think they had two. I think it was just two. Oh, yeah, it was just two. They had them back to back. I thought they had another one like earlier, but I guess not. Yeah, you had the Utah Jazz. They had three, was it? Yeah, they had three. So I mean, that's a pretty easy way to like, you know, get some, you know, talent to help you rebuild. You know, you'll get like a rookie contract, so that helps, you know, financially to kind of like, you know, maybe spend a little bit in free agency, maybe on someone. I just like you know, like a veteran type thing to kind of help. Kind of bring these guys into the NBA, kind of show them the ropes, all that stuff, and like, you know, you're not going to be competitive as a team. But I mean, the Jazz had some moments last year where they weren't like, you wouldn't have known they traded like, you know, their two star players because they were kind of like in it for a little bit. But you know, everyone else kind of like, because you have like the lottery picks are like your first 14 or so. Then after that, you know, it's, you know, some of the playoff teams, and then, you know, you can trade like, you know, the draft rights, like I just said. You know, if you're trading like multiple, if you're trading like picks from like, you know, the past, then that can happen, and then, you know, you go from there and all that. So, so like, you know, it'll be like, this is a first round pick, but it's, you know, it went from like, name a team, the Lakers to the Raptors, and then now it's in the hands of Utah. So, you know, stuff like that, like you can trade. And there's like a thing where, like, you know, you can't like trade, because there'll be like, you know, off-season kind of guides for teams, and like, here's what they have for like free agents, you know, here's what they have in like cap space, here's what, you know, maybe they could do, here's like some needs, and be like, well, you can't trade like, like, you know, they have like a, you know, their own first round pick in like 2025, 26, and 27, but like, you can't trade back to back first round picks. And then there's like, you have to, and then there's something about like, you know, you can like trade like a top four protected pick or something like that, or a top 14 unprotected and stuff like that. So it gets a little interesting with like the NBA like that, because like, that's nothing that the NFL does, MLB doesn't do, I don't think NHL does either. So, you know, it's a lot of like, that's kind of nuts to do, because then like, you have, like, there'll be years where like, you have to do it, so like, you have to do it by like this year, otherwise, you know, something, I don't know exactly what happens, like, I don't know if you get like, you know, maybe you get like a financial penalty or something like that, like you owe money or something like that. So, you know, you had that, and then, you know, you got, like, trades, and then, you know, they happen, like we talked about last time, you know, we had, like, you know, Marcus Smart being traded to the Memphis Grizzlies, and then the Grizzlies giving, Boston their first round pick, and this year, and I think it might have been a second. They might have got a second round pick either next year or something like that. You know, kind of like, you know, try and make it, I guess, worthwhile. You know, you don't want to like just give up for nothing. You like, you need something to make it a little bit fair. I think that was also, that might, I don't think that was a three team trade either. We just had like a three team trade. Was it last night or was it Tuesday? Because we had like, no, I think it was last night. Like, we had, like, let's see. Oh, yeah, and then you had, like, a thing with the NBA, you had, like, sign-in trades. So, like, you can sign a player to, like, this deal. And then you can trade them to that, and then they sign with that team, or it goes through like that, and then it works kind of like that. It's kind of confusing, but it's kind of weird, but it's, like, you know, I guess it made sense, so that, you know, you sign them to that deal, and then you trade them Usually it's like, you know, with free agents or someone that's like on a last year their deal or a contract extensions test. It's like more the common way of doing it. So like last night it was Grant Williams of the Boston Celtics, 4-year, $53 million contract as part of a 3-team signing deal with Boston and San Antonio. And then, or that Grant Williams is going to Dallas, I should say that, yeah, as part of the trade and the deal. And then San Antonio gets a player, and then, you know, they get unprotected first round pick swap with in 2030 from Dallas, which, you know, it's far away, but, like, you know, you can trade that. You can get, like, another pit badge or something like that. So, you know, you can kind of trade him now because, you know, I mean, Dallas is definitely in, like, a win-now type of thing. As is, I mean, Boston's trying to, like, you know, maybe they want to, like, you know, because they just traded for Porzingis. So it's, like, how much time and minutes will, like, Williams play this year? You know, you don't know. I think they draft did a forward or something like that. So, you know, kind of like, you know, your minutes can be on the low rise anyway. And they also get, and I think the Mavericks get like 2 second-round picks from like, I don't know if it's one from Boston, one from San Antonio or something like that. So, you know, you have like that. And also, like, you know, with like, I guess more Dallas news. Another thing like you can do that happens like the NBA is like you can match their offer. So like, if you have a free agent and like, you know, so like Dallas offered, if I could pronounce it right, Matisse Thybulle. I know I've heard of him. Like, so they offered him like a 3-year, $33 million contract. But like, you know, as I think as them being that being like their own free agent, like they have a chance to like match that. So you match it, then like, you know, you still get to keep them. If you don't match, then, you know, they sign with that team, and you know, which is kind of interesting. I mean, I don't know, I'm trying to think, like, why does he's isn't he like a guard? Or is he... Well, let's just put down the name. That would probably help. Tell me. A shooting guard. I mean, I guess... I don't know. Like, I guess maybe for, like, depth. Because, I mean, Dallas is pretty set on, like, you know, their backcourt. Like, you got Luka Doncic. They re-signed Kyrie Irving to a 3-year deal, which is was their main priority going into the offseason. Because, like, they traded some picks and stuff like that to get him. So, you know, if he doesn't re-sign, that was basically, you know, you gave up picks and stuff like that for nothing. Then, I mean, not for nothing entirely, but, like, you know, it was just, like, a couple-month rental of the season. So they got that. Like I said, they signed, they did, like, swap the draft rights to players on draft night, so they got, like, a center who was kind of what they, the center that, you know, people were kind of, you know, predicting, well, not really predicting, well, yeah, predicting for, like, mock drafts and stuff like that, that they would take. So, you know, trading down 2 picks and, like, still getting that, and, like, you know, it's not bad. And then they traded, you know, the draft picks or draft rights with, you know, Sacramento Kings for a player, and then I think they traded, like, a player to kind of free up some cap space and stuff like that. So, like, they didn't make moves. Yeah, I mean, and you had some other players in, like, free agency. So, like, with the Butts, you know, they, I think they lost a player or two to, like, you know, free agency. Chris Middleton opted out of his deal, but then re-signed. I think they brought back, Robin Lopez. Bert Lopez is, like, twin brother. And then, so you had stuff like that. Like, the Golden State Warriors re-signed Draymond Green after he opted out. So it's kind of a, it's more common in the NBA for, like, you know, if someone does drop out, they can, like, I guess I would say, like, resign, because usually they're trying to just work on, like, oh, we want to, like, maybe rework, you know, the money on the deal, or maybe we want, like, you know, a little more money, a little less, depending on, like, you know, what you can do, because, like, you could rework the contracts and all that stuff. So, and that's, like, most of that happens in the NBA, like, you know, they'll opt out, but then, you know, I would say maybe 70-80% of the time they do resign. You know, they're just looking for, like, you know, to rework that contract, you know, and stuff like that. So, I mean, you know, they're fine. And then, you know, we have, I guess, also going back to, like, the Trailblazers, like, Damian Lillard requested a trade, which is kind of weird because, like, I mean, Portland's not going to get, like, you know, a haul, you know, a Pitts or anything, like, players like, you know, Utah got for, you know, Gobert and Donovan Mitchell, you know, last offseason type of thing. But, like, you know, they might get a first-round pick. Maybe, you know, I should probably see two. Depends on what, you know, maybe Portland is going to ask, you know, if they want to get a little too greedy with that. I would say, like, you know, they'll get really to first-round pick. They might get a second. I think Damian Lillard's at, like, you know, 33, you know. Age-wise, yeah, kind of up there, but, like, you know, still can contribute. And then, like, you know, they drafted, like, you know, Scoot Henderson, third overall. So, you know, they have, like, you know, kind of a guard of the future. You know, someone to build around. So, I mean, they could, like, you know, definitely, like, you know, you know, see options with Lillard to kind of build around, try and get some, like, you know, cap space, draft aspects, you know, to build around this. Which, I mean, it's kind of what you do, you know, especially if you have, like, a top 5 pick, top 10 too, but mostly, like, you know, the top 5. Well, we can say maybe top 10 because it's, like, the NBA, so, you know, they do the draft lottery, so, like, it gets nuts. You know, with, you know, because the Spurs, I think they had, like, the 3rd best chance or odds to get the number 1 overall pick, and they did. I think the Chicago Blackhawks in regards to the NHL had, like, the 4th or 5th, you know. So, like, it is possible to, like, just shoot forward and, like, get that. You know, so that's kind of what happened, like, you know, in those. And the MLB this year, I think it kind of, I think, you know, it mostly was kind of how it, you know, with the odds, you know, last year going into it, like, that's kind of what happened this year too, where it pretty much played, you know, based on the odds. I don't know if the NFL would do that, considering all the other sports leagues do, like, you know, this draft lottery thing. We'll see. I don't know. It's fun because, you know, maybe you're, like, you know, on, like, the, you know, 6 to 10, you know, best odds, you know, leap forward to, like, number 2 or 3. You know, that's good. But, like, if you have the best odds and you fall into, like, number 7, then, like, you know. So it is kind of nice, like, if you are the worst team wise, like, record wise, you get that number 1 over spot, like, you know, you don't have to, like, leave it to, like, you know, the draft lottery gods to, like, you know, figure out your placing, just like they do about, but, like, yeah, just like the NFL, you know, worst record. I mean, there's, like, tiebreakers and stuff like that, you know, if it is tied and stuff like that, but for the most part, no. I'm trying to think. I mean, in regards to, like, local, you know, the local teams, like, the Butts didn't, I think they had a second round pick, that was it. Just the one. Like, the Bulls traded in to the second round to get one. And then, Timberwolves, I don't think they had a because, I mean, you acquired Rudy Gobert, so you kind of use some of your assets to, like, get, you know, Gobert. Whoa, sorry. Well, they did have a second-round pick, which, I mean, yeah. I thought they had one. I know they traded into it. I just don't remember their name. So that's... Oh. Yeah, I think this is Julian Phillips. But he didn't tell me anything. So that's interesting. Well, I thought I'd have to maybe find it. I don't know. It was some second-round pick. I know that. Which they didn't have in the first place because of, like, you know, they forfeited it for, like, you know, signing a player ahead of, like, you know, the draft or ahead of free agency type of thing, you know, that stuff. So they lost a second round pick, but then, you know, they traded back into the get one. So that's kind of how that worked out for them. So I guess that's kind of all I really can think of as to what to say for, like NBA draft and stuff like that. I mean, that's over, so I think, you know, now it's kind of like, you know, signing those players, like, rookie contracts. You have summer league, so, you know, kind of them getting, like, some experience and playing time and, like, some action, you know. Like, maybe their team's other draft picks from, like, you know, this year and last year. Stuff like that that you can, you know, work on and, you know, like I said, like, you know, get some minutes, get some playing time. And then, you know, you have some time and then, you know, the season will start. Like NHL, it's like, yeah, you had, like, you know, Bedard, like I said, to the Blackhawks. So, like, now, you know, you're trying to, like, they did have some other pick who I guess was scouts had him as, like, the best skater in the draft. So, like, you know, at that point, you know, same with, like, the Spurs with Victor Wembanyama, like, you had the number one overall pick, you took the best player in the draft. Now it's like, you know, using other draft picks that you had that year, if you had any, or, like, you know, next year, kind of, like, you know, build the talent. So, like, now you, you know, you're signing, like, some free agents, like, some veterans, stuff like that, and just kind of go from there and, like, you know, make it so, like, they don't have to do it all. Because, like, I mean, when you need a draft, I mean, especially these number one overall picks, like, you know, organizations, you know, like the Spurs, you know, who have, like, past 20-some years, they've won 5 championships. You know, the Blackhawks, you know, won those 3 Stanley Cups in, like, the 2010s, you know, in that decade. So, you know, these are organizations that, like, you know, had known what it takes to win, as they've done it plenty of times in the past, you know, couple of decades. And, you know, so, like, the pressure's on them, but, like, you know, with these organizations, I don't know much about the Blackhawks, like, you know, coaching staff and all that stuff, but, like, you know, the Spurs, you have, you know, Greg Popovich, you know, one of the best coaches in the NBA, not just currently, but of all time as well, and, you know, so, like, getting him to, like, you know, have him as a coach, and, like, you know, that coaching staff can definitely bring him up, so, you know, I don't know if the NHL does anything, like, you know, like a summer league or anything like that. I mean, summer, so, like, where would they find the ice? But, like, you know, you have hockey arenas or, like, you know, if, you know, a team like the Florida Panthers can host, you know, a Stanley Cup game in, you know, June in Florida, I think, you know, we have, you know, it's an arena, it's a hockey arena, an ice arena. You know, I think they have, you know, the means to, like, you know, keep ice on the rink for, like, you know, the summer months. But, like, I don't think they do anything like that. Not that I know of. Yeah, like, you know, getting draft talent. I think their free agency may have started before the draft. Whereas the NBA, you know, whereas the NBA starts after. So, you know, just trying to get your talent, build it up, and hopefully put yourself in a better position for next year. So, like, I mean, maybe you still have, like, a lottery pick, you know. You know, maybe you can use that to try and get, you know, a top 5 pick in if, you know, you get lucky with the lottery again. So, and I don't know if the NHL you can like trade draft picks or anything like that, but you know, you got that. And yeah, you know, NBA free agency just started, so like, you know, next week we'll probably talk a little bit, you know, anything like that happens, you know, will Damian Lillard, blanked on the name for a second, gets traded at all. We have talks of maybe James Harden getting traded. Maybe even Joel Embiid, I don't know. You know, some interesting things happening over there in Philly. I mean, they're probably not going to do anything. Like, you know, like Boston, you know, Milwaukee are the clear two favorites in the East still. The Heat are, like, you know, probably that second tier, top of the second tier, I should say. I mean, there was talks of them maybe getting Damian Lillard, but, like, I don't know what they would do. I mean, obviously what they would do would, like, you know, get Damian Lillard, but, like, what they would have to give up in regards to that. Because, you know, they probably want, you know, you're going to keep Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo. You know, they traded Victor Oladipo, I think, back to the Indiana Pacers. I think, you know, I think that was, like, agreed upon. I was just kind of waiting to fall through now. You know, so they probably want to keep some players, like, you know, they probably want to keep, like, a Tyler Hero, maybe, like, a Tim or Duncan Robinson, maybe some, you know, like that. To count. Otherwise, you don't, like, you don't want to give up a whole lot of, you know, your assets to acquire this player. I mean, I think Damian Lillard still has, like, 3 years at least minimum, you know, of his contract. But, you know, he's, like, 33. I think Jimmy Butler is 32, 31, maybe almost 33. I know he's in that early 30s range. But, you know, I mean, if they get Damian Lillard somehow, and, you know, I mean, I think the fact that, like, you know, he waited this long to, like, announce, you know, request a trade would definitely benefit a team like, you know, the Heat trying to acquire him, because, like, they probably wouldn't have to give as much as they would, like, you know, 2 years ago. As an example. So we'll see. More free agency, you know. I don't think we've had any, like, you know, we've had some of the big names, but I mean, they were, like, you know, players that opted out of the deal and were pretty much, like, you know, if they didn't re-sign with their team, it'd be kind of surprising. So, you know, there's that. Yeah, so, you know, we'll see what happens over another week. Talk about it. But now we'll go over to baseball. And like I said at the beginning, you know, preview. Last week, teams reached, like, you know, the midway point of their season. We have the All-Star break coming up next weekend, or next week. So, like, you know, the Home Run Derby All-Star game are Monday and Tuesday. And then we have, you know, they have Wednesday and Thursday off as well. And then, you know, we'll get into that. And, I mean, then, you know, it's the second half of the season, as you used to say. And then, you know, we have trade deadline will be, I believe it's like 2 weeks from that, you know, next week. So, like, 3 weeks now or something like that. Because I think it's August 1st. But, I mean, you know, most of it will probably happen by that July 31st. Thing, and then, like, you know, anything that's, like, last-minute trades or anything like that, maybe, you know, trades that almost happened that, you know, 31st, but, like, you know, we're missing a little something to make you finally go through, that'll happen, like, you know, the first by that deadline. Or not, you know, maybe not. You know, try to work it out, and it just didn't happen. So, and, you know, we had the draft. Sunday, I believe it's 8 o'clock Eastern, or maybe 7 o'clock Eastern time. And it is the Pittsburgh Pirates. We have the number one pick. And then it's Washington Nationals at number 2. Is it Detroit Tigers at 3, maybe? I know for sure the Texas Rangers have the 4th pick, which is kind of fun, because, like, you know, you're... Well, I mean, it's fun for them, because, like, you know, their team in the big league is doing pretty well. I mean, there's been times where, like, they've been leading the division. You know, they had Jacob deGrom injured for the rest... out for the rest of the year with, like, you know, a torn... I think he had Tommy John surgery, so, like, some kind of, you know, torn ligament and, like, you know, your pitching arm. You can need Tommy John in your non-throwing arm, but, like, you know, it's more of a common thing that for it to happen in your pitching arm. But... So... You know, they have a 4th overall pick. I mean, maybe to get lucky, you might be able to draft, like, a pitcher, you know, and, like, maybe they could come up in, like, September, call up and, like, help out. It's not like it's happened before, like, you know, the White Sox, I think, drafted, I don't know when they drafted him, it was, like, 2020 or 2021, they drafted Garrett Crochet. And, like, he came up, like, you know, a month and a half-ish later, you know, and kind of helped make him through that, like, you know, the rest of that season. So, like, it's possible, but, like, you know, very unlikely. And so, I mean, let's see, like, standing-wise... you know, not a whole lot has changed. We kind of had, I mean, the Reds are back on top of this NL Central, and then the Diamondbacks still lead the, yes, Diamondbacks lead the NL West with a 1.5 game lead over the Dodgers, and then American League East still, as it has been since, like, opening day, Tampa Bay Rays. So it's 5 game lead. I think, you know, it was up to, like, you know, 8 or 9 at one point. So they're kind of like, you know, they still have a decent sized lead, but, you know, not exactly what, I guess, you know, what the Rays are hoping for. You know, keep, you know, Baltimore and Yankees and Blue Jays. Not so much Boston, but, I mean, everyone in that division is above 500 as of now. I mean, Boston's only 1 game above 500, so, like, you know, they could, you know, be under 500 by the All-Star break. Minnesota leads the Central by 2 over Cleveland. And then Texas leads the West by 2 games over Houston. So, and wild card teams are... For the National League, we got Marlins, Dodgers, Phillies. And then for the American League, we got Baltimore, Houston, New York. I mean, we still got quite a bit of teams. You know, so, like, New York is, like, the 3rd spot, but then, like, Toronto's a game and a half. And then we have, you know, Boston, Red Sox, Los Angeles Angels, Seattle Mariners, Cleveland Guardians, all within, like, you know, 5 to 6 games back. So, you know, still within striking distance. Like, the National League, you know, has the Phillies and the San Francisco Giants tied. Philly has a better winning percentage, but it's, like, by just 0.001 because they have, like, one less loss. So there's that. But then the Brewers are 1 game back, and then, you know, we have San Diego Padres, Chicago Cubs, New York Mets, Pittsburgh Pirates, all within, they're all 6 to 7 games back. So, like, you know, it seems like a lot to be off, but it's, like, really not, because, you know, you can catch hot out of the All-Star break, you know, get, like, you know, a player to help you or two at the trade deadline, kind of help you you know, maybe get one of those wild card spots or even get a division. Because, like, I mean, it's not completely out of it. For some teams, I mean, depends on your division, too. So we have, like, that. Where did I get the home run? Yeah, so we have... going to, like, all-star break a little bit. To kind of wrap up. Oh, sweetie chair and stuff like that. Home run derby, yeah, is Monday. So they do, like, a bracket type of thing. You know, eight players, you know, the one seed plays eight. And stuff like that. And then, you know... was it time? Is it 3 minutes or 4 minutes? Yeah, they have like a certain amount of like minutes to hit as many home runs as they can, you know. In each round, they do get like a timeout. And then like if you hit like two home runs over 450 feet, you get like an extra 30 seconds of bonus time or something like that, I think. At least that's what it was last year. Will they change it? I don't think so. Not that I've heard of. So we have Luis Robert Jr. is the number one seed from the Chicago White Sox. The Guardians, Adley Rutschman, the eighth seed of the Baltimore Orioles. Number two, Pete Alonso. Probably many people's favorites. Or, you know, he's won it twice in his career. So, I mean, good odds. Against the hometown Julio Rodriguez. As a 7th seed, Mookie Betts, the LA Dodgers, 3rd seed against Vladimir Guerrero Jr. of the Toronto Blue Jays. And then we got number 4, Odilis Garcia, the Texas Rangers, right? I believe so. Should be right. Yep, Texas Rangers. Against, where is it? Randy Arozarena, the Tampa Bay Rays. Blank town name. So, yeah. We'll see. I mean, you know, if I had to, like, you know, put money down, I'd probably go Pete Alonso, I would guess. As he's, like, you know, he's won it twice. He knows what it takes to win. He's joining against the hometown, you know, player and Julio Rodriguez. They play each other, they face off against each other last year in, like, the first round or something like that. Set around. It was really great, so that's pretty exciting to look forward again. But you know, I could see like a Vladimir Guerrero winning as well. Or yeah. Because like some of these, it's like I don't know what you're gonna get out of like a Luis Robert Jr., Adley Rutschman, Dylan Garcia and Randy Rosarena. Like I don't know. Mookie Betts as well, but like a Pete Alonso, Julio Rodriguez, Vladimir Guerrero, and I'm like, yeah, I know what I'm gonna get. Like, they have a chance. Like everyone else, I'm like, I'm gonna have to see it first before I kind of like, you know, fully, I guess you would say decide and see what I think. And then the All Star Game is Tuesday. Is the National? Who's the home team? It's gotta be the American League. Yeah, because they're hosting. So we'll see what happens. Will the American League win late? I don't know how many it's been in the rule. Or, you know, will the National League finally win for, like, the first time in, like, I think 10 years or something like that? It's been a while. It's been a while. So, you know, we have them set. Well, they have, like, you know, the rosters and stuff like that set. You know, see if anything last minute happens with, like, you know, injuries and stuff like that. As that can happen. And, you know, that'll change. That can change the whole aspect of, like, what, you know, who gets to be in it and all that stuff. So, you know, it's possible. Might get a little bit of, you know, some changes. But, I mean, It happens every year. Like, people get injured, you know, right up before. So then they have to, like, you know, make a last-minute adjustment. Do this, do that. all kinds of fun stuff, you know, in that regard. So it's like, I mean, the thing is, it doesn't matter who wins anymore. Like, it hasn't, when did they get rid of the home field advantage for? I think it's been at least 5 years, maybe six, that they got rid of the whole, you know, winner of the All-Star game gets home field advantage in the World Series type of thing, which I was kind of like, eh, to begin with. Yeah, my mind just went blank. But I think, you know, that's probably it for this week. Yeah, like, next week, see what happens in regards to, like, more, you know, NBA free agency and stuff like that. See what happens, any, like, you know, trades or anything like that. But until then, thank you for listening and have a good week.